What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Georgia versus Tennessee preview prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those scores down below. Let me know who you think's going to win this game. Also, check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, website, and Patreon page. Especially that shop. Go check it out. We got a bunch of new merch that just dropped over there. So go check all that out. Help us reach that goal of 1,100 subs by the end of November. We're 25 away, so let's get going on that. Let's hit that goal. But let's go ahead and jump into today's video. So we got Georgia versus Tennessee. It'll be Saturday, November 18th. It'll be the 3:30 game on CBS. We got Georgia coming in at 10-0, 7-0 in the conference. And we got Tennessee coming in at 7-3, 3-3 in the conference. And this is going to be a good one here, as both these teams, it's a rivalry game. You look at the series history between them. Georgia leads the all-time series 27-23-2. They've won the last six since 2017. Kirby Smart, only one loss to Tennessee all-time, and that came back in 2016 to Butch Jones. They lost that one 34-31, but since then it's just been blowouts. 41-0 in 2017, 38-12 2018, 43-14 in 2019, 44-21 in 2020, 41-17 in 2021, and 27-13. That's been the closest game since that 2016 game for Tennessee in 2022. So Georgia's dominated as of recently. You look at who these two teams have matched up against coming in to this one. Georgia started the season off win against UT Martin 48-7, beat Ball State 45-3, beat South Carolina 24-14, beat UAB 49-21, beat Auburn on the road 27-20, beat Kentucky, who was ranked number 20 at the time, at home 51-13, beat Vanderbilt on the road 37-20, beat Florida in Jacksonville 43-20, beat number 12 Missouri at the time at home 30-21, and stomped number 9 Ole Miss at the time this past week 52-17 at home. So, you know, this has been a pretty dominant season for Georgia. They've dominated the good teams and kind of messed around with some of the crappier teams, but they're winning games nonetheless. You look at Tennessee, kind of back and forth for them. Beat Virginia week one 49-13. Beat Austin Peay 30-13. Then went on the road to Florida, lost that one 29-16. Beat UTSA 45-14. Beat South Carolina 41-20. Beat Texas A&M 20-13. Blew the game at Alabama 34-20. They were up 20-7 at halftime. Beat Kentucky on the road 33-27, beat UConn 59-3, and got smacked this past week at Missouri 36-7. That is the least amount of points they've scored under Josh Heupel in a game. And, I mean, Missouri just absolutely killed them. Tennessee, that game was over by the end of the first quarter. Tennessee just, they didn't have a chance. But now to our three big factors for this one, our biggest three factors. Number one is that Georgia run game. If Georgia can establish a run game, I find it very hard for Tennessee to be able to stop this offense. I think that's really going to be the key to Georgia making. Their offense unstoppable is just establishing a run game. And I think that if they're able to do that, they're going to score 40-something points, because Tennessee's just going to have no answers. Now, Tennessee does have a pretty good run defense, so it's not like Georgia's just going to be able to walk in there and just start running the ball. It's going to take a little bit of time to establish one for sure and wear these guys out. But, you know, if Georgia can establish that, then you pair that with that pass game. They got Brock Bowers back already. Then it's going to be a field day for that offense if they can get the ball going on the ground. Because, like I said, Tennessee comes in, they're only allowing 113 yards a game and 3.17 yards per carry. They're 24th in the country in run defense. So it'll be something that Georgia is going to take a little bit of time. They're not going to come out running the football, you know, for 8 yards a carry just straight out of the gate. But if they can get that going, pair that with that passing game, especially when you add in the fact that Brock Bowers will be back for his second game. So it's also not like he's trying to work his way back in. He'll be back for his second game. Then it's going to be a lot for Tennessee to handle. Number two is the Tennessee pass game. For Tennessee to have a chance in this game, they're not just going to be able to line up and run the ball right at Georgia the entire time. They're the number eight run offense in the country, but they're going to have to throw the ball effectively if they want a chance in this one. And that's something they didn't do last week at Tennessee. At Missouri. Missouri really limited that. They really limited that pass game. You look at Joe Milton's numbers from that one: 22 of 34, 267 yards, only averaged 7.9 yards with one touchdown and one pick, a QB rating of 71.7. You look at the receivers, they were only averaging 12.1 yards a catch, only one touchdown between them. The longest catch they had was 46 yards, but after that, it's not very many big plays through the air, 23-20. Then you start getting down to 12, 15, 9, 14, 9, 5. Like, they just, they were not able to get very, very much success going in momentum going through the passing game. So that's something Milton's going to have to be better at. He's going to need to play like he did in the first half of that Alabama game for the entire game. And if he can do that, then Tennessee can score some points and potentially make this a close game, especially with it being at home. I just have a hard time seeing that. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. But this is definitely the worst Georgia defense over the last 3 or 4 years. So, I mean, they're not bad still, but they're not what they have been the last 3 or 4 years. So this is definitely your best opportunity for Tennessee to attack the secondary and run the football on them and put some points up. So we'll see if they're able to do that. But number three is head coaching, because in games like this, you always see that the coaches can sway this game one way or the other. If Tennessee, you know, decides, hey, we're going for it on fourth down straight out of the locker room to start the game, and they don't get it, then Georgia goes down. They just got to go down 40, 45 yards and score a touchdown. They're already up 7-0. You didn't get a fourth down. You're already killed. So I think the coaching here is going to be a big factor in what, particularly Josh Heupel's coaching, because I feel like he could be that guy to say, we're going for it, and you don't get it, and you cost yourself the game right there in the first half. So, you know, that'll be something to watch for sure. But I think that this is going to be one of those games where Heupel's probably going to have to do that, going to have to say, all right, we're going for it right here. And at a spot you really don't want to really be going for it, at a time in the game you really don't want to be going for it. So I think the head coaching and how this game is managed is going to be a big factor as well. But now on to the score prediction. So I debated how I wanted to predict this game to go. Finally settled on a score. Georgia is favored by 10.5 points, and I have them covering that. I have them coming in here to Tennessee and winning 38-13. I just think that they're the better football team. I think that Tennessee's going to have a hard time stopping them. I think they will be able to slow them down for maybe a quarter or so. But I think after that, Georgia's just going to wear them down. I really do. I think Georgia is eventually just going to wear them down, and then it's just going to be a field day for that offense, running up and down the field, putting points on the board left and right. And I think by the end of the game, Georgia probably has the backups in. So, but yeah, so that's how I have it going. I have Georgia covering that 10.5 spread. I have them winning 38-13. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of November. Drop those scores in the comments. We hope you enjoyed today's video, and we'll see you guys next time.